So season 2021 is ramping up for the Newcastle Knights, and this morning I'm joined by Singleton Greyhounds Junior and current Knight Josh King. Josh, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How's the pre-season training coming along?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. It's good to be back into footy and back into routine, I guess. Now, this year we've sort of got a lot of young guys starting with us, so we sort of started again at the basics, and we've been starting to ramp it up a bit more now post-Christmas. So, yeah, it's good to be back into some footy.
Did you ease up on the Christmas festivities so that pre-season wouldn't hurt too much?
Yeah, a little bit. I guess, you know, it's all about just balance, I guess you could say. You know, we're still training a fair bit in the off-season, keeping on top of it all, ready to bounce back in after Christmas. So we trained for 3 weeks before Christmas, and just sort of wanted to try and maintain that going back in after. But now all the boys are feeling pretty good and fit, yeah.
And you got some new faces there. Of course, Tyson Frizzell has joined the club, and even, you know, young Jaden Brayley, who really didn't get to play much last year, he must be jumping out of his skin to get ready for 2021.
Yeah, definitely. I mentioned that we've got a lot of young guys, but we've also got a lot of guys with a fair bit of experience under their belt. You know, Frizz coming to the team, he'll be a great addition, and Brayles that's coming back, I guess, from a fairly long stint in rehab with his ACL, he'll definitely be valuable to the team. But got guys like Jesse Sue, who's played almost 150 NRL games. So that sort of game experience is, yeah, invaluable when playing rugby league, and you can learn so much off them type of guys.
Because you did lose some experience. Aidan Guerra, Tim Glasby, Siona Matautias, they're three really good players, really experienced players to lose.
I guess rugby league, it's a tough game. You can't keep everyone, but, you know, as some of them older blokes with a bit more experience go out, some of the younger guys start to step up. You know, you look at the Safidi brothers who are starting to play a few games now and really starting to step up, and people like Mitch Barnett and Lachlan Fitzgibbon who sort of starting to take more leadership roles under their belt. So, like I say, people go, but others start to step up when that happens as well. So it's a good thing at the club at the moment, and we've got a lot of guys ready to go.
Josh, what are your expectations for this season? You've been at the club for half a dozen years now. Are you you're looking forward to this year? You're looking forward to any changes in your own game in 2021?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm always looking to develop my game and try and better myself each year. I guess ever since I debuted, my goal is always to be a consistent first-grade player, so I'm still chasing that goal. I'm yet to start a round one, being a round one NRL team yet in my career, so that's definitely something that I'm, one of my short-term goals at the moment. And, I'm training hard and I'm feeling confident in myself. You know, every year that I've played, I've felt better about my understanding of the game, I guess, and also my ability. So, I'm feeling really good about myself at the moment and feeling fit. So, yeah, can't wait to get into actually playing some footy.
Yeah, and how far away are you from actually, you know, instead of just doing all the fitness stuff, actually, you know, playing some football and prepping that side of the game for 2021?
We're starting to implement that stuff at the moment. You know, like at the start of pre-season, we sort of do a lot of the core skills and, build the foundations ready for the season. But now, you know, we're probably 8 weeks out from our first trial sort of thing. So we're starting to, do a bit more footy stuff and, more than one-shot plays and, 13v13 sort of stuff. So it's good to get back into that sort of footy stuff and, it replicates the game a bit more and get a bit more practice in.
And is there a lot of competition for spots? I mean, you're competing with a number of your other forwards to, you know, to get on the field to be at least in the starting 13, if not on the interchange bench?
Yeah, definitely. There's always a lot of competition, but, you know, within the team there's a lot of healthy competition. You know, boys trying hard, and, you know, if the bloke next year is trying hard, it's only going to make you better as well. So within the team there's only so many spots, and with so many people in the squad, I guess you just got to work your butt off to try and make that team.
Well, everybody here in the Hunter is certainly looking forward to seeing you in the red and blue. Wishing you a fantastic season for 2021 with the Newcastle Knights. Josh King, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me, mate. I appreciate it.